Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Wednesday, the 21st of December. And it's so good to be with you, wherever you may be tuning in, however you may be tuning in here right before Christmas. And honestly, and it's good to be with, I mean, it's just great to be with you. Kind of a weird Christmas week in a way because of the coming storm. And here in a store in Flint, but I have to say it's
how slow it is, but
yeah.
But that's what I'm saying, Mom.
I'm honestly about ready to get out of here because
okay. This
is kind of disappointing to me.
Yeah.
And then
I need to go somewhere like where we can like find the eggnog.
Oh yeah.
I
need to go to like a Meijer.
Okay.
Or something because I feel like Meijer might be more apt to have the eggnog though.
Where's the closest
one? There's one on Hill Road. Because we got a snow coming Friday, and I have to tell you folks, oftentimes December 23rd is one of those Christmas shopping days that I really look forward to, especially if it's a Friday or Saturday, because I have some mighty memories of Friday the 23rd that have been Fridays. Specifically, like, 2011, 2016, maybe 2005, but not 1994, though, because then I was little. But, now, if you might be wondering, what are some weather warnings? We have, here in my state, we have blizzard warnings. Like, all these counties that are right next to the lake, or a county like one county over, there's blizzard warnings. Near Lake Michigan on the west side of the state, there are blizzard warnings. Everywhere else, there's winter storm warnings. Anywhere from as little as 2 to 4 to as much as 2 feet of snow, depending on where you are. Starting with Thursday afternoon, Thursday evening, depending on where. Up to Saturday. And be weather safe. Some people might wonder, you know, like, so how do you do Christmas? Like, you know, with my parents, we often open the gifts on Christmas Eve and then open the whatever Santa brings on Christmas morning. Then we like to have, depending on, sometimes, you know, we go to my grandparents on Christmas Day. Other times we go on a day near it. Kind of depends on the year, kind of depends on, you know, we don't have my grandpa anymore on my dad's side. And we don't have grandma on my mom's side anymore, I meant to say. But we do at times often, depending on the year, we might or might not go see them. And this year, my brother from Kentucky, he drove up to be with us, which is pretty cool. Yeah, and I'm happy about that.
If he needs something like that, they want.
And so. I thought I would give you a couple of Christmas verses that you can think about over the next couple days. For unto us a child is born, and you shall find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And though he was birthed in a manger, I'm grateful that he's not in a manger anymore. He's not a baby anymore. He's in heaven with the Father.
Yeah,
and you have, and I know in Luke, you have these verses about where it talks about how Jesus, when he was like 12, he was in the temple asking him questions. And then he says that he's about his father's business. And that's a powerful thing, because he made his parents realize that he was about his father's business. Because he was sent to minister. Couple songs for you. By the way, I am going to sing a couple of songs for you. Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is the new bird. Sing the love song as we go along. Walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman. And pretend that he is Parson Brown. We'll have lots of fun with Mr. Snowman. Until the other kids knock him down. Later on we'll conspire. As we drink by the fire. To face, I'm afraid, the plans that we made. Walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman. And pretend that he's a circus clown. We'll have lots of fun with Mr. Snowman. Until the other children come around. Well, as I know, it's a thrilling. Though you know, it's a chilling. We'll frolic and play the Eskimo way. Walking in a winter wonderland. And here's for after the snow is done. Under the ground is a mantle of white. Two hearts are thrilling. We're in the chilling weather. Love knows no secret. Love knows no bounds. Walking and thrilling. Two hearts are thrilling together. In the winter wonderland, because after all, in so much of America, we have snow this week. And rather than try to say things to get people afraid, here's another one that goes,
perfectly with us. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas with every Christmas card I write. May your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white. May your day be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white. About these Christmas carols, that's one of my favorites. And another one is, said the night wind to the little lamb, do you see what I see? Way up in the sky, little lamb, do you see what I see? A star, high above the trees, with a voice as tail as big as the kite. with a tail as big as a kite. Said the lamb, little lamb, to the shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear? In, way up in the sky, shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear? A star, high above the trees, with a voice as big as the sea. With a voice as big as the sea. Said the shepherd boy to the mighty king, do you know what I know? In your palace more, mighty king, do you know what I know? A child shivers in the cold, he withers him silver and gold. Let us bring him silver and gold. Said the king to the people everywhere, listen to what I say. Pray for peace, people everywhere. Listen to what I say. A child shivers and sleeping in the night. He will bring us salvation and life. He will bring us salvation and life. Yes, thank you, Jesus, for your wonderful salvation. I don't know what we would do without it. I don't know what we would do without it, but I'm thankful to him that he saved me from the miry clay. And you think about the word Christmas, Christ, man, about his birth. True meaning of Christmas, it's his birth. And, you know, whether you try to have the biggest light display or not. I mean, yes, the lights are fun. The Christmas trees are cool. And all that, and all the Christmas carols are fun. I even like the silly ones, like that one where the dog is literally singing Jingle Bells. It's funny. But regardless of whether that's your thing or not, you know, it's his birthday. So, time to make sure that you're right with God. And to know that you're going to make heaven. And you give your life to Jesus and you don't know him, but you give your life to him right now, or you rededicate your life, that's a great that is a great birthday present to Jesus. Because he gave his life for you. He was born to the earth for us, and then he gave 33 years later, he died on the cross for us. And that he did that for us.
I really am. And so, until but I am really thinking about the night of the 23rd, coming back and doing a Christmas special show with you guys, since we didn't get to do one last night, and yeah, I'll give you some things about, you know, the Christmas tree. Where did Santa come from? Where did, you know, different things like that. And we'll have music. Of course, we'll have the Word of God. And be more, a little more music than what we would normally do on just a regular night or even at Christmas. But for tonight, I want to say for tonight, until next time, God always, and we wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings we bring wherever you are. Good tidings for Christmas and a Happy New Year. So long, and see you next time.